Well, Dennis, basketball was getting a foothold in Kerry in the 50s, and of course you had to have a county board and you had to have Killarney boards and Tralee boards. And what memories of the men involved behind the scenes come to mind to you?
As I said to you at the outset, there were many people involved at the time that gave basketball tremendous support. And foremost amongst these were, you had Paddy Fitzgibbon, a solicitor in Listowel, who was chairman for a period. You had Donnie Sheehan of Killarney, Timmy Mason of Tralee. You had Billy Bide, and you had the late Michael Murphy, who was one of the pillars of basketball. He was attached to the FCA. So there are many more as well. And I certainly would apologise if I'm leaving out people that I should mention.
Of course, yes, yeah.
Coming down to Munster Council, the officers for 1955, I remember distinctly because I was present at the meeting. President was a Commandant Michael Heffernan, and the Vice President was a Killarney man, Con Brady, and the Secretary was another Army man from Cork, Paddy Lennan. And the treasurer was a man by the name of John McCabe. And at the county board at that particular time, you had, as I said it already, Paddy Fitzgibbon, solicitor Listowel, was the chairman. Jimmy Barry Tralee was the vice chairman. I was secretary myself. Betty Hannifin, the late Betty, was the assistant secretary. And joint treasurers were Donnie Sheehan Killarney and John Clary Tralee.
That Commandant Heffernan that you mentioned there, he was chairman of the Munster Council. He played a huge part in basketball, if I recall correctly.
He did. He travelled the whole of Munster promoting basketball at the time.
What was the refereeing like, Dennis, in basketball? We hear a lot about refereeing in Gaelic football today. What was it like in basketball at that time?
At the outset, it wasn't good, but over a period of time, it developed because they had various referee schools, which improved the standard of refereeing.
I have visions of remembering games played in the Town Hall, Killarney, back in the early 50s when there was a carpet on the floor and the game was played with a football, and it was fairly rough, I must say.
I would say so. That happened. But after 1950, that changed. They had the standard basketball at all times.
Now, you mentioned yourself there when you were calling out the names that you were secretary, and you were. Have you an idea how long were you secretary of the county board, Dennis, and what did it involve?
I was secretary from 1953 right up to 1966. And it involved getting various teams organised across the county. And as I said, I got great assistance because we had many dedicated people at the time.
Now, and you said organising teams, and this will bring us to, there was a great inter-county scene in Kerry at the time. I remember playing myself with the Kerry Minor Basketballers and the Juniors and the Seniors, and you have great memories of teams winning All-Irelands and winning Munster titles. You must have a lot of names in your mind, Dennis.
I have. I think the start for basketball in Kerry was the Christy Welch and Paddy O'Reilly declaring for Kerry in 1954. They certainly brought on the standard of basketball, because during the winter months they would bring down various teams from Dublin to Tralee and Killarney.
What teams now would you have? We'll go to the team that won the very first All-Ireland Senior Basketball title for Kerry, because that was a very historic time, wasn't it, Dennis?
Yeah, that's true. That was in 1957. And that particular day, there was prior to that, it was a question of organising for Dublin, and it was decided to book a bus. And because Kerry and Galway were playing in the National League football final as well on the same day. And many of the people travelling in the bus at that time had got tickets for the National League final. So following the final, Kerry lost to Galway, but following the final, the bus proceeded to Carlbrew Barracks, where the final was being played. And Antrim were very hot favourites for it, having won the title the two previous years. But for an hour before the game, Christy Welch had the team on the floor going over tactics. And both he and Paddy Reilly played a major part in that victory. They went on to win the title by 34 points to 28.
What was that winning team, the first team that brought the All-Ireland title to the county? And you might give us a little mention about people that you know there.
Yeah, the team included Paul Cantlin, ESB, was captain from Tralee. Paddy Culligan, ESB, Christy Welsh, Dublin, Paddy O'Reilly, Aircourt, Dan O'Keefe, Killarney, Tiggy Lane, Killarney, John Dalton, Tralee Footwell, Dennis Moriarty, Tralee CYMS, Hal O'Donoghue, Killogden, Morris Breen, ESB, Dominic Moriarty, Tralee CYMS, and Tiggy O'Reilly, Killogden. That was the panel for the final.
And of course, Paddy Culligan later went on and became the head man in the Garda Síochána.
He did. He became a commissioner. And he was also a captain for Ireland on a number of occasions.
Would there have been many men, Dennis, you won't know them, McCall, of course, but would there have been many Kerry men back around that time played with Ireland? Paddy Culligan would have won. Charlie Hanlon would have won.
Charlie Hanlon and Guy Fernando were the first two youths to get onto the Irish youths team at the time. Yeah. And Guy Fernando, in actual fact, captained the team.
Yeah. Now, talking about Gary Fernand and those men, there was also great junior teams and great minor teams coming out of Kerry back in the 50s, and they won a lot of minor All-Ireland titles.
Absolutely. To the best of my knowledge, they won 7 minor titles.
Wow. And would you have some of those teams, Dennis, that you could recall for us? And you have a couple of junior teams, wouldn't you have?
You would have a couple of junior teams as well, you see.
Yeah, I remember...
The 62 minor team.
Lovely, that won the All-Ireland.
That won the All-Ireland. That was Derry O'Shea, captain, Prudy Burrows, Michael Morris, Prudy O'Grady, Dennis O'Sullivan, Dominic O'Donnell, Brian Fraser, Oliver Dowling, Connie Spring, Patrick Roach, Killoglan, and Kevin O'Leary, Killarney.
There was, of course, there was junior teams playing also, Dennis. And
there were in the 1962 junior team. You had John Horton, captain, Oliver O'Connor, Paul Cantlin, Liam Hennessy, Gary Fanan, Kieran O'Keefe, yourself, Weishie, Timmy Looney, Hugh O'Brien, and Dennis O'Reilly. That won the Munster title. There was no All-Ireland in the junior that particular year.
And I remember distinctly one year, 1955, the All-Ireland Finals, the minor and the senior, they were played in the Town Hall in Killarney. There was massive crowds, Dennis, in the 50s and the 60s attending basketball in this county. I mean, you couldn't get into the halls.
That's true. And Kerry won the minor game that day. They were playing Kilkenny.
And the price has gone in, I remember, there has to be about sixpence or twopence or something.
That was sixpence in Tralee anyway, in the CYMS.
The clashes against Cork in the Munster finals, I remember them distinctly. They used to draw massive crowds, just like the footballers.
Yeah, draw massive crowds, and they were very orderly. But certainly there was a rivalry between the teams, between Cork and Kerry.
I'm looking at a piece there. One Kerry senior team that played back in that time, the Kerry senior team, it was Paddy Cullen, the ESB. He was the captain. Dominic Moriarty, St. Michael's. B. Donovan, Tralee CBS. He was
Brian Donovan.
Brian Donovan, Tralee CBS.
No, Bobby, that should be Bobby Donovan.
Bobby Donovan, that's Bobby, yeah. Donovan, Tralee CBS. Donald Prindeville, Killoglan. Niall Sheehy, Tralee, of course. He was playing with the Rebels. Johnny Cullity, Killarney. Then O'Keefe, Killarney. And Jimmy O'Reilly, Pat Killarney. And the minor side the very same night was Charlie Hanlon, St. Colum Kills. Jay Willems, Tralee CYMS. Who was that man?
Joe Willems. Went to America. After that, sometime after.
Yeah, he played
very promising basketball.
He played in that, Jay Williams. Brian Fraser, same Colum Kills. Now, he was a great basketball player.
Absolutely. Him. Yeah, his father worked in Denny's, and Brian was not of the Catholic faith at the time. Like, you know, he could not play for the students.
Yeah. And he wasn't picked in the students' games?
No.
Yeah. There was another man, of course, Dom O'Donnell played with the Parnells. There was Jimmy Leary Killarney, whose uncle was the great Timmy Leary, the great Kerry footballer. He also played Willie Donovan Parnells, and Tiggy Fleming Killarney was also on that minor team. And people at that particular time, I remembered the training, the fellas just train, book the halls and pay for the halls and train a couple of nights a week and things like that. But there was no football played in the winter that time, so it was...
That's correct. That was the idea. Basketball would take over in the winter months and they would finish in time. So the lads involved would be back to football again for the summer months.
Did you enjoy your time, Dennis, involved in basketball in the county? And looking back at it now, are you surprised how things have changed and basketball is booming here with all the halls and with various tournaments and the great players and the coaching and the schools and how things have come on? What's your view of it now in the county, and do you still follow it?
I still follow it, yes, and I think it's great for the youth to have an outlet such as basketball, and what I'm more than pleased with to see the female side of it now as well, and all the schools are involved, and that augurs well for the future of the game.
Have we any idea roughly when the ladies basketball start in the county? Because I know that back in the 50s and the 60s, as far as I know, we didn't have ladies basketball, definitely in the 50s.
That's true. I'm not sure when it started, but certainly it was a major boost.
What are any names of teams, Dennis, that comes to mind? Any I know, I remember in Killarney, there was a team one time called after a racehorse. They were called the Pannislippers. Mm-hmm. And I played with the team myself called the Busby Babes. And then you had the Rebels, and you had some great teams coming out of the towns.
Well, in Tralee, you had great teams such as the ASB, DFCA, CYMS, St. Michael's, Rebels, St. Colum Kills, Tannery, to just name a few.
Yeah, and of course, in Killarney, Dennis, basketball in Killarney in the 50s, we'll have a little look there, who won the leagues, and you have the junior and you have the minor, and bring back some of those memories.
Well, certainly in Killarney, following the setting up of the town board in 1951-52 season, St. Mary's won the minor and United won the senior. And 1952-53, the league was New Street. And 54, the Panthers were involved in the juveniles. And New Street again in the minor. And United in the senior.
Yeah, there was great names there. The United had a great team. I remember coming out of the Killarney. Yeah. What was the best team ever to come out of Tralee in your view?
I would think the ASB certainly... had some of the best players, the best teams of all time. You know, the competition was pretty keen, and I wouldn't be sure who you would name the best team going out to Tralee. There was competition was very good there at the time, but one of the clubs that did most for basketball in Tralee at the time was the ASB.
Yeah, well said. I think I remember that all right. They dominated the county championship.
Yeah.
Now, Dennis, I'm going to put you on the spot. Name the great Kerry basketball players that you remember. Rattle off a half a dozen names of the great players that you remember. And who'd have been the greatest Kerry basketball player you ever saw?
I would say Christy Welsh and Paddy Culligan, Paul Cantlin, I think Connie Spring. You had very many good players. You had Brady O'Grady, Terry O'Shea, Brady Burrows, and Brian Fraser, you mentioned already. There are many more as well that certainly don't come to mind at the moment.
Charlie Chang Hanlon. I know, but he was a man. He'd be one man that'll stand out in my mind back in the 50s. I played minor with him. He was a great player, Dennis, wasn't he?
Absolutely.
What had he that made him so great?
He was dedicated. He gave it a lot of time. And he would have certainly got many internationals if he decided to play a senior game at the time. Like, you know, but... He moved out to Tralee, he got married, moved to Listowel.
What was the...
Other great players included, of course, the late Gary Fernan, he has to be mentioned as one of the pioneers of the youth section of basketball.
Yeah, there were so many, of course, went through. Yeah. Financially, Dennis, finish, as we begin to finish up, financially back in your time during as secretary, how were you faring? Were you struggling? And had you, what ways had you of raising funds?
We were struggling at all times. I remember before the 57 final, it was decided to run a sweep, and the tickets were sixpence each, and it made it a profit of practically £91 at the time, which was a big help.
And when you won the All-Ireland, then you organised a big do for the players here in Tralee, and it was a fabulous night, wasn't it?
It was in the Meadowlands Hotel at the time, and the county board presented trophies to each of the players.
Dennis, as we finish up now, what's the one abiding memory? Have you one memory of either a player, a score, an event, or a person? Or what's the one basketball memory from the 50s, the early 50s, that Dennis Foley carries with him?
Winning the All-Ireland in 1957 in Dublin, defeating Antrim.
Because that was the first, wasn't
that
it?
That was the first, and the start of a run from a Kerry point of view.
And it laid down the marker that Kerry are here as a basketball force.
Correct.
And here as we speak in 2012, when you look back at it now, is it a bit nostalgic?
It is really, yes. And I certainly got a lot of pleasure out of basketball and my involvement in basketball.
And going through life, Dennis, and as your time being involved in politics and being involved in Tralee and being involved in everything, you meet basketball people. Would basketball come up now? When you were involved in the Dáil, for instance, now, would basketball ever come up? Would you ever meet people there that worked with you that were interested in basketball?
I certainly would. I met many people in Dáil and my time in Dublin that were involved in basketball and that provided sports towards Kerry basketball.
Well, listen, Dennis, it was great talking to you, and we both of us went back down memory lane. You were a couple of years older than me, but I can go back to the 50s, as I said, when the old carpet was in the town hall down on the floor in Killarney in the basketball. I remember nearly the first game, but there were great memories, and it was great to see basketball so strong now and see the Castle Island basketball blitz, great that is, and other people like that, and the present generation continue it on and going from strength to strength.
Thank you, Richard.